Hello, and welcome back to Free Revamp the Podcast. I'm your host, Deshaun Green, and I am so excited to be joined with Mrs. Christian. Well, Christian is not just a guest today, she is also a host because Christian is the host of Women Are Royalty Podcast.
So I am the host of the Women Are Royalty Podcast. I am also a teaching assistant. I am a wife. I am a sister. I'm a minister. I'm a friend. I'm a lot of different things, but mostly I'm just a woman working her way into just doing what God has called her to do. So
welcome again, Christian. We are so excited to have you. Today we will be discussing empowering women, and this is a topic that we've shared with a couple of guests, but it's always been a different conversation because everyone has their different ideas and concepts around this topic. So before we jump into that, I want to first ask you, what does freedom mean to you? Courtney talks about this concept of practicing freedom, but before we discuss how you practice freedom, I want to know what freedom means to you.
Being unabashed in who God has called you to be. So to me, there is no true freedom or true definition of freedom without acknowledging the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. And so to me, it's more so understanding that we are made free by his death, his burial, his resurrection, and the life that he gives us is from him. That is our freedom. So that is my definition.
My definition is very close to yours. I tell Courtney all the time that to me, the only real freedom that I think I've ever experienced has been spiritually, because, you know, there's not much freedom when you start to, you know, try to fall victim to the world. Like, the world has so much that binds us, but when we tap in spiritually to who we are, and more importantly who we are in God, we truly get to experience freedom. So thank you for your definition. And now that you've defined freedom, I would love for you to share with us how you go about practicing that freedom.
It's just being who I am, or at least trying to be the best version of myself. So practicing freedom for me is, you know, actually trying to eat better. I'm working on that, trying to go to the gym more, you know, just practicing being my whole self, doing things that make me happy. So writing a lot really makes me happy. Watching YouTube videos, honestly, makes me really happy. So doing anything that makes me feel free. I love to dance. I'm a praise dancer in my church. And so dancing really kind of like embodies freedom to me. It's like freedom in motion. So that's what I love to do as well.
I love that. I think for me, very similarly, I'm an actress. So every performance to me, I feel like I gain freedom. And a lot of that is through emotions, because as actors, we get to tap into different emotions, some that we might have experienced and some that we may not have ever experienced before. And there's a lot of freedom in that. And I feel like the vulnerability that I have as an actress is my gift from God. And I'm so grateful for that. So I am super excited for us to go ahead and jump into the topic of empowering women. Well, I am so excited to be joined by Christian to discuss woman empowerment. The idea of empowering a woman, and more specifically, speaking as a Black woman, the idea of empowering women is so important, specifically right now in a society that is so critical of women. So Christian, I kind of want to start off with having you discuss what does it mean to you to be empowered as a woman?
To be empowered as a woman, a lot of what I'm going to say is going to come back to the Bible, because that's where I get my kind of like life view and worldview from. But to me, to be empowered as a woman, it has to do a lot with my purpose. And so empowerment for me is more so going, being encouraged to go forth and do what God has called me to do. So encouragement and empowerment go hand in hand to me. Whereas when someone sees you walking in your purpose, someone sees you doing what it is that God has called you to do, they encourage you to go forth and do that. And to me, that's empowering. Seeing other women focused and driven and going forth in their purpose, that empowers me, because it tells me that if someone else can do it, I can do it too. So that is where my empowerment lies, in my purpose and going forth in that.
I would agree. I think for me, like you said in that the latter part of your answer, most of the empowerment that I experience comes from seeing others overcome whatever they might be going through, whether it be a test or a trial, or maybe just obtaining what success looks like for them. That's always empowering to me. I think more importantly, when I think about empowerment, it comes from knowing who I am, like really being in tune with who I am. And you mentioned kind of going back to God, but it is essentially that's the center of it all. When I recognize the God in me is when I feel most empowered. That's when I'm like, oh my gosh, like I am capable of this. I can do this. And I go at it with so much confidence because I know that I possess the power and the ability and skills to do so. So I am most empowered spiritually, I have to say. So my next question is, do you think that there is anyone that you know personally or anyone in the world or within media or pop culture who is doing a good job of empowering women? Or
I tend to look to a lot of ladies, but I know personally, you know, a lot of women at my church. So I have a really good friend. His name is Kalia Scott. She's my best friend, by the way. She's doing well in that area in terms of just like, you know, she has her own podcast. She's doing a lot of things. I have this young lady who was on my podcast the other day. Her name is Morgan Tracy J. And I look to her a lot for empowerment because she tells her story. You know, she's very transparent in what she's done. And she continues to like push women to go forth in their purpose. And so she's very empowering as well.
I love that. I think it's very important to look in our own backyards for those women because they're almost like it's more tangible. So the empowerment, there's so much more strength behind the empowerment. You know, we always can look at these big figures and we can see them as empowering, but it's different. You know the person or when you've had one-on-one experiences with that person. For me, I think there's been several women that have truly been empowering my life, but if I could think back to one, most of them were early on in my life. Miss Shakima Shalveri, I met her when I was in high school. She was my American literature teacher, and she was absolutely amazing, super empowering, and always made sure that we knew the importance of believing in ourselves and believing what we are capable of. She also would bring a lot of things back to God, but also knowing that, you know, everyone has their own beliefs, but knowing that's what she believed, that's what she shared with us. And she would always let us know that if we could recognize who we were in him and recognize that we were his child, there would be absolutely nothing that we could not do that was in his will. And she made that very clear. She's like, there's a lot of things that you're going to want in life, but if that's not a part of the plan that he has for you, if that's not a part of his will for you, it's not going to be for you. She was like, even if you are to obtain it, you know, that's something that you have to understand that if it's not a part of the will, it's not yours to have. So I absolutely loved being a part of her class and having that opportunity to be empowered at such a young age to then push me on to be a better woman later. Like the things that she said to me when I was in the 11th grade, and now I'm 26 years old and I will never forget those things. So it's very important to be obedient. Because you have a whole podcast called Women of Royalty, and the title alone is empowering. And thinking about that and the job that you're doing through your podcast to empower women is so important. And that's just simply out of the obedience of an idea or a skill that God gave you. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
So moving forward, we talked about people that empower us, but I want to know, is there anything else? And you talked about dance earlier and how you how dance really allowed you to feel free. So I want to know, is there anything else in life that you feel is empowering to you as a woman?
As a woman, well, even in terms of just like, as I go back to creativity, I'm very creative. I've always been a very creative person. I know one thing that really empowered me that I've actually been looking to get back into is spoken word. Just being able to get your emotions out of yourself and out to other people. It empowers you because it's kind of like they have to sit and listen to what you have to say. And to me, that's the most empowering thing because you're able to, you know, give what you have inside of you, the gift that you have inside of you to others. And not only are you encouraging them by doing it, but you're empowering yourself every time you open your mouth. And even in that, if I can go a little bit deeper, I used to not really want to speak. I used to hate the sound of my voice. And so what God did through this podcast that I have, Women Are Royalty, is he made me speak. Like he's literally making me open my mouth and talk. And it's it's empowering me to understand that I have a voice. And that's something that is really, really, I love that a lot, because it's teaching me that I have a voice and that it matters.
Yes, it does. And I appreciate your courage in that, because it is hard to step out into things that we don't enjoy or yeah. that bring us fear. And then when we do, on the other side, we're like, wow, I'm good at this. Or, wow, I enjoy this. Like you said, this is empowering. And you probably would have never experienced that had you allowed the enemy to continue to attack yes. you with the fear of wanting to speak. So that's amazing. So we're talking about women empowerment. And I want to know, like, as far as women around you, do you think that is important to, like, even with our small friend groups and with the rise of all the new sitcoms coming out on yes. Netflix right now? Well, not new, but the return of old sitcoms coming back on Netflix. Yes. We have shows like Girlfriends and things like that that kind of tap into the sisterhood mm-hmm. of a friendship that women share. How important do you think it is that we empower each other in those friendships? And we always, I feel like it's unfortunate that we have this very mundane realism about ourselves, that sometimes we can
yeah.
negate the dreams or hopes of our peers because we think we're being honest mm-hmm. with them. But how important is it that we empower them? Because just think about it. What if whomever was friends with Oprah told her, like, hey, Oprah, like, let's be real, you're not going to be a millionaire. Yeah. Like, you're not going to have your own TV show. Which mm-hmm. there were people who told her that early on, like, you're not going to have it, as opposed to somebody who could have empowered her and she could have been off into the races yeah. very soon if she had that empowerment. So how important do you think it is that we empower one another on a smaller scale when it comes to, like, friendships and even family, if we have, you know, I mean, and it doesn't have to be just exclusive to women, but we're yeah. talking about women empowerment, but how important is it that we empower each other, whether it be family or family?
I believe it is extremely important to empower one another, mainly because you are the people that you spend the most of your time with. And so if you're spending time with people who aren't doing much of anything with their lives, or who feel as though they can't get better than where they are right now, you're not going to go forward. You're not going to pursue the goals that you have planned for yourself, right? So for me, empowering others is honestly just empowering yourself too. As you empower your sister, as you empower your friend, you're empowering yourself because you're telling them that they can do it. So you have to live up to that standard as well. So I think empowering each other is extremely important, whether that be women, men empowering men. You don't talk about that a lot either, but it's just like that that bond, yeah. That sisterhood, that brotherhood that you have with your close-knit friends and family is extremely important. One thing that, as you said, you know, about with family, it's extremely important to have people that care and who want to see you do well. And thank God we had that kind of family. But I think for me, well, not just for me, I did have a family that was very supportive and is yet supportive of my dreams and goals. But not a lot of people have that. And I think those circle of friends that we have can literally be that for us. They can be that life or death that just, like, push us into our purpose and empower us. So I believe it's extremely important to have people around you who want to see you do the best that you possibly can.
And that's very well said. And I would agree. I think for me, my cousin's also my best friend, and she empowers me through her living. We're talking about a woman who's just only a year older than me, but is constantly striving every day, always positively speaking about the future. And hearing her do that makes me want to be more positive about the future. She just recently wrote a book, and she kept that to herself while she was getting it done. And once she got it done, I was so excited to celebrate that, because that's a true commitment to sit down and complete a book and then become a published author. And I'm beyond proud of her. And I'm reading through the book and I see that she talks about our conversations as moments of empowerment. And that's crazy to me. I would have never thought that, but it's just sometimes in the simple conversations, positively speaking over one another, that is empowering. And that gives us hope. And ultimately is the fuel that we need to continue and persevere, because life can hit hard. I'm only 26, but life
Yes.
has hit
Oh, yes.
hard in most of these recent years. And what a shock it was to have truly experienced adulthood and positively to have had people in my corner to empower me through it. So I'm beyond thankful. So we talked about others empowering us and we talked about things empowering us, but do you believe that we are capable of
I
empowering
absolutely
ourselves?
believe we are incapable. We are capable of empowering ourselves. David said it best, encourage yourself in the Lord. So I think for me, what empowers me, as I empower myself is knowing, as you talked about a little bit earlier, knowing who I am in Christ, knowing who I am, in myself, what I was raised on, my values, my belief system, just understanding that. Yeah, I have hard times and they get tough, tell me. I tell you no lie. But empowering myself to me, it's kind of like speaking what I know is true, and oftentimes that comes from scripture, that I'm above and not beneath, that yeah, this is difficult right now, but all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, So I think for me,
Yeah.
just continuously speaking that over myself is what empowers me the most.
I would agree. I definitely believe that we are capable of empowering ourselves. And I say that with confidence because there have been many times when, no, I was not alone. But I might have been dealing with something on my own. And I might not have been capable of doing the work it took to, lean on someone or to confide in someone in those situations, or even to go to the throne. Like sometimes we're going through things, and like the Holy Spirit has to
Oh,
intercede for us because we just don't have the words, or we just don't have the strength to go to God in our time of need. So in those moments there, that's when I find myself journaling or just merely writing, just out my feeling thoughts, and then looking at it on the page and thinking, this is not as bad as I'm making it seem, and finding empowerment in that, like just in the reflection and the self-reflection, like, wow, I was really allowing this to have way more power over me than it deserved. So there's that there that truly I believe turns the nail on its head and, gives you
Yeah, and
empowerment.
even in that, I think as a woman, just because we're emotional beings, right? God created us that way. I think we can tend to over exasperate the issues that happen in our lives. I think for me, I can see it. Sometimes I'm just like, that should not have gotten me that upset, or I should not be this
Oh,
depressed
yeah.
over something that's not that important. So as you were saying that, that's what made me it made me think of that we can oftentimes over exaggerate our feelings because we tend to lean on our emotions.
Definitely. And sometimes those exaggerations make put us in places that we don't have to be. We show up to our we plan and show up to our own pity parties.
I like
That's what I used to tell my students. Like sometimes we plan our pity party, and then we show up, and then nobody shows up, and then we're more pitiful. It's like, no, don't plan it. Like pity parties don't have balloons; they're not fun.
mean
So as we prepare to wrap up our conversation about woman empowerment, is there any questions you have for me, or any things that you want to discuss in regards to woman empowerment? I'd love to continue our conversation.
Absolutely. So for you, as you talked about it a little bit, who empowers you currently? Because I see you going forth in a lot of things that you're doing, and I see, especially now with the Freedom Revamped, I love the name. So what inspired the name of your podcast or your ministry?
So Courtney is actually the owner and our founder of Freedom Revamped, and she is the reason for the name. So I don't want to go too in depth about the name without her present. But what I will say is that since joining Freedom Revamped and kind of getting an understanding of what it is Courtney had and what it is that she plans to do with the podcast, her biggest thing is just finding an opportunity, finding a and creating a space for women to discuss issues, to get free essentially in these conversations. because sometimes it takes talking about those things to become free of them. So we have discussed all kinds of topics early on when we were originally kicking off the podcast. We were in the height of a, what was seemingly a race war within our country, along with the new introduction of a pandemic. So it was a lot going on, and we were constantly ordering of brown social media and television and the news and all kinds of forms of media, and it was painful. And I remember we had our first episode and we discussed that, and that conversation set me free of a lot of the unsettling feelings that I had. Feelings that kind of made me think, like, you know, I was frustrated, I was angry. There was unexplainable feelings at that time that I'm sure you could agree with. And it was amazing to be able to have an outlet to express those things. So the main way that she phrases the podcast is, so allowing ourselves, both me and Courtney, to self-express, but also allowing our guests to do the same. So we're doing this through various platforms. We're allowing people to find a sense of freedom and to discover their God-given talents, and to share those via the platform. We have a series that's coming up in this current season, the Illuminate series, and we're just allowing people to come on here and discuss their talents, whether it be music, whether they're writers. We've had an author, just allowing them to share those God-given talents, because there's so many Christians within this field, within media and with art, within art, who truly are being vessels. They're allowing God to use them through whatever talent they might have. So just creating that platform. So I think ultimately our goal is to just create a new look and definition for freedom.
I love that. Create a new look.
And a lot of people are like, we're free. Yeah. You know, we're free, and we are, but there's so many other things that we need to be free from.
Yeah.
Free from, you know, the impressions of those around us, free from the feeling like we need to conform to a society that was not made for us to fit in. We were never created to fit in. And just freedom from sometimes from ourselves. We've had conversations about mental health and things like that. And sometimes we can be our own, we can be our own masters. We can put our own, you know, chains on ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we use this space to allow for people to experience freedom in a new way.
Absolutely.
And she always talks about practicing freedom, and that's important, you know, practicing every day.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. I guess my next question to you would be, as you're talking mostly about women empowerment, what do you think is lacking in a lot of like women empowerment groups or conferences that you see or that you've been to?
Oh, I love that question. So oftentimes I think women empowerment usually gets framed as a mindset, right? So when we walk into these conferences, they're teaching us mantras and they're teaching us affirmations to speak over ourselves.
Yes.
But what happens when the smoke clears and we don't know what to do anymore? Or what happens when we don't feel so empowered? Like, I've been to conferences where in that weekend, I felt the most empowered I've ever felt in my life. And then in a month's time or 2 months' time, life hit again, and I didn't know how to handle it or juggle it. I think that's what we're missing. I think we're missing a good sense of emotional and mental health. I don't think we talk enough about it.
Yeah.
I think we talk about beauty and confidence and health and beauty there, but there's something about mental health that ultimately shapes everything. If you have a good perspective on life, then there's almost little to nothing that'll get you down, because even the bad things or in those bad times, you find a way to express gratitude or to be grateful, right? So I think when it comes to those conferences, it might be important to find spaces to discuss mental health.
Yes.
Find spaces to discuss emotional stability. Even go as far as opening up forums for women to discuss moments when they feel less empowered, so that we can explore with the, like, specifically probably with a psychologist or a therapist of some form, but we can discuss why we feel those ways in those moments and how can we turn those moments around. So I think those are some of the things that are lacking because unfortunately it's like it's fuel, right? And we fill up on those weekends and then our
Oh,
gas
yeah.
tank runs on E and then we don't know what to do anymore and we need to be re-empowered again, which is fine. It's constant empowerment, which is very important. But what happens when there is no conference? So finding some way to generate and create tools that women can take with them so that they can consistently practice this
I
feeling
love
of
that.
empowerment.
I guess my question to you would be, as you were talking about, having a consistent something, a tool to keep you empowered. I think what you were saying when you were talking about, what happens when there is no conference. What is it or why is it do you think we tend to look to others for empowerment? As you were asking me earlier about empowering myself, why do you feel as though maybe we don't necessarily understand how to empower ourselves? So we look outside of ourselves for empowerment.
I think that's because that's the way it was packaged for us. That's the way it was presented. So empowerment is almost like this physical thing instead of a practice, right? So because it seems like it's a product that we can receive, and because they make it so tangible, we feel like we have to get it this way. We're also in a social media area where a lot of our empowerment might come from comments and likes on a photo or a post about what we did in our last week or whatever the case may be. So the bigger issue is we're in a society that seeks validation from others all the time. So empowerment too is something like we don't we if we can't validate ourselves in certain times, then we also struggle with empowering ourselves in certain times, which is why we do find ourselves in those dark spaces where we're like, wait a minute, which is why I love that I self-reflect and sit back and say, wait, Deshaun, you're allowing this to have too much power over you. Like, think about it again. Like, look at this again. What can you do in this situation as opposed to what you don't have control of or what you can't do in this situation? Find those things that we can do. I think, honestly, all of this, my answer that I'm saying now, all came from maturity. Growing up, experiencing life and getting to this place, because realistically, I would have to say that I kind of did look for empowerment in others, whether it be like affirmations or validation, whatever the case may be. You have to think this is like the system that we grew up in. Like I was very big on my academics. So growing up, A and B honor roll, Beta Club. When I got to college, it was president's and dean's list. Like wanting to graduate with a ton of cords around my neck because I was active on campus and I was also great at my academics, whatever the case may be. And academia puts you in a place of feeling like you need validation. So then on the other side of the spectrum, it was like when I graduated, who's here to validate me now? Like I don't have an A in life. You don't get an
Love
A in
that.
life. You know what I'm saying? So there's something about feeling like, because this is like the way the world works, there's something about feeling like, okay, maybe I do need somebody to validate me, but you don't. We're already validated. We already have the stamp of approval when we start to recognize who we are in God, like you mentioned earlier. So there's something very important about knowing who we are that empowers us more than anything else. So that's where you can really find that empowerment within yourself by tapping into the God in you. Like, I know who I am. I recognize who I am. I don't need validation for anyone else because I'm already valid in who I
I
am.
absolutely love that. When you began speaking about validation, that really hit home for me in terms of a lot of things. But just like, not needing validation from others, or especially in academia, as you were talking about, there's this need to always be kind of almost perfect. And in that sense, when you were saying it freed me as we were talking about it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. Need validation, because I think oftentimes, especially as you were talking with this social media world, I've heard it said, we only show the highlights, we only show the good things. No one ever posts a picture when they're depressed, right? So it's like we can look at that and it can almost kind of like constructively rearrange the way we think to assume that everybody's life is up. Everyone's high. Everyone's happy. And if I'm not like that, there must be something wrong with me. But we have to comprehend that, like, you know, this is just social media. It's going to be here one day. It's not going to be here. Yeah. It's here one day. Someday it may not ever be here again. You know, we have to learn to look at ourselves and understand that, okay, if I'm looking to something else to empower me, I'm not going to be fulfilled if it's not here anymore. And it's almost like we have this dependency on outward forces to give us what we need. And it comes back to, like you said, knowing who we are in Christ, understanding that he's the only one that can fill our voids, and he's the only one that can give us that validation that we're seeking. So, yeah. I love
that. Exactly. Because, I mean, the more I think about it, listening to your answer, I'm like, my goodness, every arena has its, you know, has its accolade or has its award show that makes us feel like that's the ultimate goal. When in all actuality, like, the practice or being a part of whatever we're a part of is the success alone. Operating in our purpose is a success alone. Like, if I speak more specifically to myself, me being an actress, you know, there's goals of getting an Emmy or getting an Oscar, but that, but who's approving? Like, who is saying that I deserve that? You know what I'm saying? There's someone put in place to validate me or to affirm that I am best actress in a television series or best actress in a film, whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes it's just merely about the performance. For me, like I said, every performance is a catharsis. It's an opportunity for me to get free. So performing alone is the success. You know, even in my current state, I'm auditioning right now. We're moving back into an arena where we're starting to, you know, get back to set. So I'm having an abundance of auditions, and that alone is a blessing. That alone is success. So just being able to empower ourselves through these situations, like, no, I have not booked anything, but I'm still so empowered because I have auditions, and there's some actors who might not be having those auditions right now. So, you know, counting my blessings. So I think that's another thing that can help toward empowerment, taking the opportunity to be gracious.
But that was just awesome. Just, like, you know, having the opportunity to be on your podcast is a real blessing for me. As I keep telling, I tell everyone who's ever come on the podcast, often it's kind of like, I didn't see any of this coming. It's really, like, accelerating, but I'm really excited to see what God is doing. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do through your ministry and what he's doing through both you and Courtney. And I'm excited to see what you guys are doing through Freedom Revamped and what God is going to do through that. So I'm really excited to see.
Thank you so much, Christian. I appreciate that. Well, Christian, it has truly been a pleasure speaking with you and asking you questions and having you ask me questions and truly dig into the topic that is empowering women. So I want to say a huge thank you for joining us here on Freedom Revamp the podcast and sharing in this moment. We have Freedom Revamp the podcast by Women Are Royalty podcast. And that sounds so amazing, and I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. It really was an honor to be on today.
So before we leave today, I must have you share with everyone how they can find you on social media and how they can stay abreast to what you're doing, and more specifically, where they can listen to Women Are Royalty, the podcast.
Alrighty. Hey, guys. So you can find me on social media at Christian C. Toronto. And the Women Are Royalty podcast at Women Are Royalty podcast. You can listen to the podcast, Women Are Royalty, on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts per se, and wherever you get your podcasts, honestly. I'm kind of everywhere. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Christian, thank you again for stopping by. In conclusion, I would like to charge each and every one of our listeners to find a way to empower a woman this week, whether it be in something small, a small gesture, or in something more, like something more tangible. Maybe you buy flowers for a woman that you know in your office who's been working hard, and just let her know that you appreciate all that she's doing, or whether you just stop to give a woman a compliment. Whatever the case may be, find a way to empower a woman this week. As always, practice freedom, and we can't wait to hear from you again. Take care.